Well, it's that time of year again. Crystal Springs Ranch Rodeo underway, and we've got Ian Sizer, who's on the board of directors for the rodeo, to talk a little bit about what's happening over there this year. Ian, welcome to the airwaves here today.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the rodeo. Now, you actually kind of kicked it off last night with the Extreme Bull event, right? Did you have that, or did you get a little too wet, or what happened with that?
Yeah, it was definitely wet, but we definitely, it's a rain or shine event, so we still bucked bulls, and we had a great crowd, and it was a lot of fun. We rode 30-some bulls last night, and it was a fun time out there, and even though we did get a lot of rain, the arena had been regraded, so all our drain tiles and stuff are working, so it got that water out of there real quick. And then the hillside, right? So.
Yeah, right. So, great. Well, glad things worked out for last night. What's going on today now, Thursday?
Yeah, so Thursday, this is the first night of the full rodeo, so we have all the events, Saddle Bronx, bareback, team roping, barrel racing, bull riding, you know, and a couple other ones there I'm sure I missed, but full rodeo, and a bunch of stuff going on in town in Clear Lake, rummage sales, different shops are open with different specials going on, so... And then again, it's kids free night. It's actually all nights our kids 12 and under are free, thanks to Lorenzen Equipment.
Yeah, that's what I heard. That's a pretty good deal. That was nice of them to come forth and do that.
Yeah, very nice. And we really want to make this a family event, and we're striving hard. And our mission statement is around helping out the community and bringing families to make memories. And we feel like. You know, I've got four little kids myself, and I know how that can be. So it was one of my missions to figure out how we can get more families out there to make it affordable.
Yeah, you've got an awful lot of sponsors, I would imagine, that are helping to pay for everything out there. Probably want to acknowledge them, maybe not all of them. It'll probably take too long, but just
We got a lot of great sponsors. I mean, CKP Insurance is a big sponsor of ours. We have... couple different vendors that sponsor us, implement dealers, Evolution Power Sports brings some side-by-sides, there's so many, it's hard to even start to mention them. I'm just kind of going off the top of my head here.
But yep, definitely a group effort, right?
Absolutely, couldn't do it without them, I know that for a fact.
Anything new added to the rodeo this year?
Oh, we got brand new buck and shoot. So those look really nice out there. Max Steel did a really nice job for them. And, you know, Max Steel has always helped us out with getting us the good stuff so we can have good gates and good shoots. A couple different new vendors out there. Campground seems to be going pretty good. So, yeah, kind of the newer things that are out there right now.
Hey, what are how far a distance do people come to participate in the rodeo out there in Clear Lake?
Oh, last night we had some from Texas. We actually had one from Hawaii that rode last night. Oregon, yeah. I mean, they're all over. The Shippy boys were here. They were he won Reno on then Tuesday night. They flew in and rode here last night. So
okay, so
I'm thinking they ride later this week too. I'm not sure, but I think they
so a pretty widespread event there for participants, and I know people from all over are always looking forward to the Crystal Springs Rodeo out there, one of the bigger and better ones in the area.
Yeah, definitely. It's a unique rodeo, and a lot of the contestants really, you know, it's kind of their bucket list to ride here just because it's a unique setting. So.
Yeah, you've been doing this for a long time. See, it's the 79th CSR Crystal Springs Rodeo, I believe, this year, so that's a lot of rodeos.
Yeah, yes, it is, and I've only been a part of a very small portion of those, but a lot of great board of directors and a lot of people that made it happen to carry that through, and the city of Clear Lake as well allowed it to happen, but ultimately the landowners, the ranch owners, they're the ones that continue to let us have that out there, and we thank them for that.
How about entertainment? You got some bands and things playing out there this year?
Yep, there's live music every single night. So I don't know the list exactly, but I know Whiskey Rich is playing one of the nights. So.
Okay, so come on out and find out, right?
Yeah.
What are the times in the rodeo again now? As we speak here on this Thursday, what's the schedule today and then the next couple of days?
They're all the same. We changed that. So everything, the gates open at 5:30 and rodeo is at 7:30.
All right. So. Sounds good. Well, good luck.
And we have fireworks tonight.
Oh, okay.
And
is that every night or is that just tonight?
It's Thursday night and it's kids' night. So, yep.
Good time to come on out. All right. Well, Ian, we appreciate you taking a little time to chat with us about the Crystal Springs Ranch Rodeo. We encourage everybody to get out there, and when we get done with the interview here, I'm going to be giving away a couple of tickets so we can get a couple more people out there for you, and we appreciate you working with us here for promoting it, and we look forward to hearing good news about how things went this year and look forward to the rodeo, the 80th rodeo next year.
Yeah, it should be a good one. So
Sounds good. Thanks, Ian. You have a great day there, and have fun in the rodeo. Okay. Yep, bye.